So the schus of our learning, so anything that bakasha, so I'm actually, my father unfortunately like fell on Shabbos, got banged up, and he should have a refor shlema, ben Rivka should have a refor shlema
Wake up.
in the merit of our learning, and whatever other things we're supposed to ask for, health and wealth, that covers everything, my Hasidic friend told me. So health and wealth and any other things that we want to pray for. Okay, so here we go. Hinei inyan ha-Chanukah hu b'chinas tikun ha-tohu. So it's very interesting. So the way he approaches the idea of Chanukah is more of a very global type of approach. Like from the beginning of history, because when the world was created, in creation, it says that in the second line, it says, v'ha'aretz right? So v'ha'aretz, and then v'yomer. So or ze. So the light that we see at the beginning of creation is already a hint to the light of Chanukah. Now, just as a side, if you keep in the back of your minds the idea of why is it that when it comes to the lighting of Chanukah, that it's got to be in your home. There's this idea of ner ishu besa, right? So why? Like, why is that? If you're, and it's like a basic question. Like, here we are, the Greeks defile the Beis HaMikdash, and then when we are victorious, we get it back, and we are able to light the menorah again. Why would we then, when it comes to remembering, commemorating that miracle, that there should be a din of lighting the menorah in your home? Like, how does that, like, go? How do we go from menorah, Beis HaMikdash, to now bring it home, baby, type of thing? It's like, why was that? So, like, I feel like, as we go along here, like, he's addressing a little bit of that as well. But he does go back to the idea, like, the idea of Chanukah is really going back to the beginning of the beginning of time, right? So he's saying that it's addressing that issue of Tohu that was in creation. And then when God created the light, that's really like a precursor, a foreshadow to the Ner Chanukah. So now here we go back, third line. So Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. Fourth line. V'af al-pi shebriyas ha'olam haita b'Rosh Hashanah. So even though what the creation of the world is at time of Rosh Hashanah, mikol makom yadua sheshleimas habriya haita achakach ma'at ma'at l'chol es ve'es kiyadua. But we know that the like making the creation whole took a little bit at a time. It took amounts of moments and moments. V'shleimas tikan hatohu haita b'chanukah, and that really the culmination of the fixing of that tohu of the anarchy that was at the beginning of creation, that's only fixed when you get to Chanukah itself. Now, hanes of Avram. So the beginning of the miracle of Chanukah actually starts with who? With Avraham. Like it says, kimamar hamagid, like we see from the Magid, al pasuk nelcha ad ko. So Avram tells, he says, we're going to go to ko. So we're going to go. What is that talking about? I think it's talking about at the Akedah, right? We're going to go to the place. He referred to it as Chav Hei, which is to the 25th, which is Hainu Abachinas, the 25th Shel Chanukah, Chanu B'Chav Hei, the 25th of Kislev, and that's what Chazal say. But at the beginning of time, at the beginning of the story of creation, it says Al Tikri Avraham Ela told us Shemayim Ba'aretz Bihi Baram. Don't say Bihi Baram Ela Ba'Avraham. Rashi says there on the point that when it says Bihi Baram, also a hint to the idea of Avram. Because if you look at Bihi Baram, it's the same letters as Avraham. Perish Hakasov, Ela told us Hashemayim Ba'aretz, Roshei Tevos Tohu. So Ela, these are the Tolos of Shemayim Ba'aretz. If you look at the beginning of Tolos, Hashemayim Ba'aretz spells Tohu, right? The first letter of each of Tolos Hashemayim Ba'aretz is Tohu. So you see this idea that hinted in that beginning of creation is this aspect that the basis of creation was, at its core, was this idea of anarchy, of tohu, v'nitkan aidei bihi baram, but becomes fixed through the bihi baram, hainu b'avraham. Now check this out. The gematria of Avram is ner. right? Look at that. You see the resh. So take that out because that's the same thing. Aleph, Beis, Hey, and Aleph, Beis, Hey, and Mem is the same so that you get to the gematria of Avram equals Ner, light. So Mirames Lamash Amarnu Shebechinas Tohu Nitkanai De Avram Baner Chanukah. So the idea of the anarchy, or the right of that tohu that was at the beginning becomes fixed by Avraham through what? Through the Ner Chanukah. Shehu Kiyem Mitzvah Bris Mila. Because what did Avram do? Besides many things that he did, he was also did the Mitzvah Bris Mila, which brought to the Kiyem Ha'olam. K'ma'amar Kasev Imlo Berisi Yomam Balayla Chuka Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Samti. Right, so that the pasuk of if I did not create imlo, now the, I'm sorry, imlo briti, if it's not for the bris of my of the night, the day and night. Now normally we would learn that as Torah. Brisi is the Torah. If it wasn't for the day and night of Torah, right, chukas shemayim ha'aretz lo samti. But here he's saying the bris is referring to the bris milah. Okay, so the bris milah, but I guess the way you would understand it is that if you think about it, Bris Mila is taking nature and saying that nature is not perfect, but rather needs to be fixed. So Bris Mila comes along and says, I'm going to do something to nature that's going to make it better. And that's Bris Mila. So the idea that Aram takes the Bris Mila mitzvah from Hashem, that's his way of taking the toe of creation and bringing a different order to the way the world was created. Now, and that's what we see in the pasuk. Vayar elav v'Hashem be'elonei mamrei, v'hu yoshev pesach ha'ohel kechom hayom. So check this out. So what happens post the bris milah? Avram sitting in his tent, right, and he's standing. He's sitting at the opening of his tent kechom hayom. So perish la'achar hamilah. So after he has his bris milah, hitchil hatikun shel pesach ha'ohel, hamarames the bechinas ner Chanukah shemitzvah sal pesach habayis. So he's saying, like, you see, like, he keeps on going, there's like deep, like, these ideas of that are hints to the idea of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah, because we know that really, how are you supposed to light your menorah? You take it and you put it at the door. You're supposed to actually put it juxtaposed to your mezuzah. The mezuzah on one side and the menorah is on the other side. Here in Israel, let's say, and like the way it should really be is to be outdoors. Like, you're supposed to put it outside, right outside your house. Pirsumenisa, you're taking it by, and so, but here he's saying that, and I guess if you go into the halacha, it talks about the idea that it's supposed to sit at your front door. Pesach, the Ohel. So the Pesach Habayis. The Gam, so he's saying like this. We see post the Bris, you see this idea of Pesach HaOhel. The Gam, Shahaya Beso Patuach, Lervacha, Lahach Nesorchim. And so to see by Avram is this idea that his home was a place that was open to guests. Vahaya Megayer Geirim, he converted people. He calls out Hu Tikkun HaTohu. And really, all of Avram's work was to correct the again the tohu that's in creation. Rotzalomar, meaning ki ikar hatikun shel tohu hu lahalot hamidos hagashmiim the mebechinas klipos mebechinas hatohu lahalot sam the makor misharashim the kedusha. So he says like this: the idea of that really, what's the ultimate when we talk about fixing the tikun of the tohu? The tikkun of the tohu is what? Is to take the physical reality, la'alot hamidos hagash, being the physicality, and the idea of the klipa, the external, like negative in a sense, and which is in the place of tohu, and then it's to then elevate them, la'alotam, l'makoram, l'sharash, l'kedusha. It's to take them back to their roots, to the place of kedusha. Hainu. Shakol asiyuto shel ha'adam, b'mili da'ama, b'chutz, yihye l'shem shamayim. So the idea is that everything that a person does in Mili D'Alma, things of this world, mundane things of this world, that are quote-unquote outside B'chutz, they should all be elevated L'Shem Shamayim. And that person should always have God right in front of himself. the tamid yechavin lavados yisbarach, and that everything we do should have in mind that we're doing it for the avodas Hashem. And that way, everything we do should be elevated now, right? So we're going to be able to elevate everything to Kedusha. And this is, in a sense, like when we talk about hachnasas orachim, what are you talking about? Right here, we're inviting in guests, but the idea is, in general, it's more of in a more general sense. Shemachnis kol habachinos shahayu b'tohu lebachinas tikkun bachinas kedusha. So we're taking all these external things, and we're taking that are all coming from the world of tohu, of the non-ordered world, and we're bringing it to kedusha. Kidiisa, like it says, and now he see ayin moreinayim. You see, that's a, he's now referencing his rebbe, the moreinayim, in Lech Lecha. And this is also the idea of what of converting the gerim. Right? Because what you're doing is you're taking someone that's on the outside and you're bringing them in to Kedusha. Because that, in a sense, is the idea of bringing in the guests. Because the whole idea is to take everything and to elevate it to sanctity and to holiness. And so we see that's all Avram was doing. Avram Avinu was busy with this. His house was open wide. He's here, he's open. Avram's completely open to the outside world in order to take all those external things that are coming from the world of Tohu and to raise them up, to elevate them. V'lachein, Amar Chazal, mitzvah ner chanukah minicha peta beso mibachutz. And so that's when Chazal say that the mitzvah of ner chanukah is to put it at the front of your house, at the opening, outside it, u'bishas hasakana. So now, that's the norm. Then what happened was, at the times of when things got a little bit hairy, at the times of dangerous moments when it was not safe to leave your Chanukah menorah outside. So we said then, minicho al shulchano v'dayo. So then where do you put it? You put it on your table. Perish, ikar ha-mitzvah l'hanicho petach mi-bachutz kidei la-ha'ir l'chol b'chinas chitzonim. So really the essence of the mitzvah is what? Is to put it outside at the front door, on the outside of it, in order to what? To bring light to all the external things. So the idea is that anybody that has the ability to be involved in the physical world, in the marketplace, that he should have in mind in order to be able to elevate all of that to Kedusha. That's for sure good. The essential mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to be on the outside, bebechinas chutz kanal, right? So that's when you're going to be able to. So the whole Chanukah story is addressing the outside world. Of shas hasakana, when things got hairy and dangerous, hainu shem mityare lachnis at atzma lebechinas chitzonius. When a person's nervous about being outside and being in the external, the dvarim gashmim, in the physical. Then what do you do? Meaning the guy's not necessarily up to task of being able to tackle the Yetzahara. So what does he do? He puts it on his table. And that's enough. So he should be careful about the things that relate to his table. Hainu, binyani achila v'shtiyah, right? The basic eating and drinking. She'etiyah b'chinas v'dayo. That he should, hainu b'chinas histapkus, right? He says, the shulchan, and that's enough. Meaning what? That when it comes to what you're going to eat and drink, that it should also be done within measure. That it should be enough. She'yeh dai sipuko b'vav k'dei lavod habori baruchu. So that everything that he should like be doing in a measured way, because that's enough to be able to be Oved Hashem. Right, so that he's going to use that this eating that he's doing. ha'achila sheyeshlo. Right? So now it's like, how are you approaching the eating? Are you eating because you need it to be able to, strong enough to be able to worship God, and that's it? Or are you doing it to fulfill all your desires, right? So that's, so therefore he's saying that, that the approach of how we eat should be done in a way that's to elevate. Now again, with this is like to say, like, how does it work? Shabbos comes, onik Shabbos. You're gonna take your eating and you're gonna do it for pleasure, but that's within the context of onik Shabbos. But in a regular time, when you're, it shouldn't be that we're doing it because of, you know, for to fulfill our desires, but rather I need to eat to be healthy and strong to be able to do my avodas Hashem. So that's, he's saying how we do these things. Put your shulchan in order. V'chein yargil et atzmo b'chol amidos v'tchila lekarer chom ha-tivi sheyesh bo l'taybos ha-gashmim l'chava l'gas ha-roch. So too, in all general things, in all midos, person should, in the sense he's saying, first he should, if you have the chom here is the intensity, so a person should chill that the intensity, the natural tendency that we have for our physical desires, for our running after honor, and for our being full of ourselves. So then we should be working on those things to be able to get that in check. And then after that, v'acher kach olai yirachem Hashem v'yizkeh lebechinas shiflus v'lemitzas ner chanukah mibachotz kanal sheterbo or Hashem. So that if a person's able to really get all of those, the different things that are driving us for those external things that we want to run after, if a person's able to get control of those things, then maybe God will have rachmanis on us and give us the ability then to be in a place of lowliness, of humility, and then be able to then do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Mibachutz, that will be able to bring, and that we'll be able to bring the illumination of the Or Hashem, right? So that we'll be able to take, so it's almost like this internal, like getting everything in order internally within ourselves, to be able to then take it outside to the outside world and to be able to bring, to really go out into the world and take all those things and elevate them again to Kedusha, to those higher levels. Ramzu Razal ba'amram mitzvasa mishatishka achama. And so he says, therefore, that's when it says that when does the mitzvah come in? When the sun sets. Hainu, hadchalas mitzvasa lehashkia achama. Because what we're saying is that the beginning of the mitzvah is to have the sun set. Hainu, or Hashem sheya'ir v'yishka belibo. So the idea is that the light of God should illuminate and be setting or come into the person's heart. Until it says that we can light candles from the beginning of sunset until the people stop walking in the marketplace. So that means that it should be, a person should be get to be zocha till the regel stops. Hainu, bechinas regel, bechinas gashrim yichlu min hashuk. So the idea of regel, it's like symbolic of the idea of the physical, the gashmi, the physicality, that should cease from the marketplace. Sha'afil b'shas halichas v'shuk. So that meaning what? So that as we conduct ourselves in the business world, lo yelo tavos zaros shenikran regel neged avodas Hashem shenikru rosh. So that now he's saying, like, the idea of regel is the idea of your leg, your foot, the lower part of your body, as opposed to the upper part, your mind, right? So he's saying that even at a time when you're out there in the world, you're in the marketplace, your taivos that are foreign, which are referred to as your leg, that's going counter to the avodas Hashem, which is symbolic of your mind, your upper body, the head. My regel de tarmodoi, hainu tarmodoi, lashon shena vitardema. Right, so the tardamai is the idea of tardema, which means to be going to sleep. Shena vitardema is being like drowsy, right? Tardema naflalav, right? That's talking about like when Adam, Hashem put him to sleep, right? So it says that he had a tardema that was nofel. So here he's saying that here the regel is symbolic of the idea of person being tired in slumber. So kimase b'li kavana l'Hashem nikra tardema. So that really what? When a person does something without being aware and conscious, right? When a person is without kavana l'Hashem, that the flip side is being in a place of slumber, tardema. B'chinas tardema, b'chinas shena. So the idea is, going back to the way he's reading this, he's saying that the idea of the mitzvah is mishatishke hachama, that the idea of the fact that we light the menorah anywhere from the time of sunset until people stop operating in the marketplace, that it's really symbolic of the idea of where we're trying to get the physicality when it should go away, right? This idea of that when a person walks out in the marketplace, that he's, engulfed in, let's say, the physical world, he should always be in a place of rather illumination rather than a place of tardema, which is really being completely separated from connectivity to God. Okay? So amnam. Iker habachina la sig al yada l'mitzas ner chanukah mibachutz. So now, bottom line is, how do we get to this place? Which is what? The idea of being connected to God and taking all of the physical world and elevating it to in the service of Hashem. That's really what he's saying. Avram came along, he took the natural world, he did a bris milah, which means he imprinted and he changed nature and elevated it to he elevated it to the spiritual. So he took something very physical, one of the most physical parts of our body, and he elevated it to the idea of Avodas Hashem. So that's, we're saying now, he's saying that the whole idea of Chanukah is to go out into the world and to elevate it, the physical into the spiritual. So how do you get there? Amnam, Iker HaBachina L'Hasig Ayada L'Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah V'Bachutz. So how do we get there? Hu davka ide shiflis v'anava b'amas. How do we get to a place where we're able to be involved in this way that he described, this mitzvah of ner chanukah mibachutz, which means, again, bringing the light out into the world. Hu davka, when we're in a place of shiflis v'anava b'amas, when we're really truly we're in a place of humility, of shiflis, like bringing ourselves to a place of very, like, low, but really more of like this, you know, being in the right place and measured and humble. Who, like who? Like Avram Avinu Lo Hashem Shamar V'Anochi Afar Ve'Efer, because Avram talked about himself, I'm nothing, I'm like the dust of the land. And so David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Amar V'Anochi Tolas V'Lo'ish. Right, so these people, the ones who symbolize for us, the ones who are able to elevate the world and take the physical reality and elevate it, and Avram and Adavin and others like Moshe and Aaron, they always compare themselves to, they're incredibly humble. So when a person puts himself in a place of humility, and then you can take out and go out into the world and elevate it in this way. The Avshalom are Kitzat Remez, and so you're able to say a little bit of a remez of a hint, so he said, perhaps you want to say that this is a little bit hinted in the line that we sing. These lights, they're holy, and we have no permission to use them. There's clearly a certain element of sanctity, of holiness in these lights. So a person is able to become so humble, right? He's like a worm, not like a person. He's so, like, he's truly humble and low. He's able to reach through the neiros of Chanukah like a hasaga nifla, right? What hasaga means, like, oh, what's going on here? My Zoom, am I in the wrong Zoom account? I don't know. It says I have another 10 minutes. I might have to re-sign in or use something a little different. Okay. So maybe go over to Teams in a second. Okay. So it says here like this. So in order to be able to, right, so he's able to reach this level of like Hasaga Nifla through the Neir Sachana, because he'd be able to like really have tremendous comprehension, or connectivity, and the ability to fix the anarchy or the craziness of the world. Aval anachnu, but we, I just lost the place here, sorry. Oh boy. Okay. Aval anachnu she'en lenu b'china shiflus b'chinas talas. So about we who really are not in that place of lowliness, right? So when it says ve'ein lanu rishus lehishtamesh b'hem, rishus is the gematria of tolas. So ve'ein lanu rishus, because we don't have this tolas, this humility, therefore shemiram is the b'china sanava lehishtamesh b'hem. So you can use them. What do you mean? Hainu sha'ayidei b'chinas rishus b'china sanava hainu. So how do we get there? When we have this quote-unquote rishus, which equals tolas, which means humility, haynu yechol neshtamish b'hem la'sigal yadam, then we get there. Hasaga nifla b'chinas kedusha. So if we're really in a place of anivos, of tolas, of worm, as opposed to man, as we're just like totally like humbled, so that's when we can get to that this place of hasaga nifla, of being able to like comprehend and connect in the highest level. Ela l'rosim bavad. So what does it mean that you can only look at them? Peirush al kapanim mitzvahi lanu l'rosim bavad. We should only, our mitzvah is to just look, and that's it. Afapishen lanu shum b'chinas l'shtamish b'hem. So even though we're not at the level, ad asher yero alenu mishamayim sheniski l'shum b'china avoda tama keni yirotzon. Amen. So like the idea is that we should be able to get an inspiration from above to be able to have like pure avoda. So like the idea of like what he's describing is a certain purity that when we're really like in this place of humility, that's when we can connect and be able to have an expanded consciousness and awareness that he's describing. Hine, ikar klalos nisim shenas lisor b'chol dor v'dor hu b'mechinas shemen. So now, okay, so let's just stop for a second. Let's just summarize, because he, like, it's interesting. It's a very, lot of remez, a lot of, like, very cute, like, playing with it. But what he's really saying to us is that the nature of what Hanukkah is, and if you think about it, if you take a step back, what the Greeks did is that they came and they created a situation of where they created tremendous confusion. The outer world came in and they said, you know, there's no, everything is mundane, there's no Kedusha, and everything that Avram was from the beginning of time was the idea of going out into the world and bringing sanctity and elevating the mundane to holiness, because everything can be brought and elevated to Avodas Hashem. Every act, every activity is potentially holy. It's all about how we approach it. So Avram came along and everything that he did was geared towards the elevation of things, of bringing the sanctity and seeing the godliness in everything. Okay, so here we have the idea of the Pesach Beso, the idea that the Ner Chanukah has to be outside. Really, it shouldn't be inside our house, but it's right at the footstep. It's at the foot of our door, facing outward, because we're addressing in Chanukah the outside world, of bringing Kedusha to that place. That's why the whole idea of the Shulchan is maybe so, if you can't do that, so then when you're internally, when you're within your home, fine. So then elevate the Shulchan, that of like how we eat and the most mundane things of eating and drinking, we have to elevate that. But it's what it's really doing is that this is all about addressing the craziness of the outside world, the tohu that was put into creation from the beginning, that we know the world is such a crazy place in a certain sense. It has that tohu, it has that anarchy sense to it. And that bringing order to it is, but what is the order that we can bring to it is by taking everything and connecting it to God and elevating everything through that. And that's really, and how do we do that when we are not full of ourselves, but we're really like in a humble place where we see that we're part of a bigger thing, and that we are, you know, it's like when a person sees himself in context of, you know, I'm not this, you know, ich bin a chashev, I'm not this, you know, everything the world revolves around me, but rather I, you know, b'shvili never olam, right? You can say that the world is created for us, for each individual, but for what purpose? Is to connect everything to God. And so therefore, the whole idea of Hanukkah, the way he's describing it here, started all the way from Avram, of addressing the opening of our house. He's sitting Pesach Beso. And through that, you know, that's the construct of, we have to address this by talking about our homes, right? So it's all about, you know, the Hanukkah celebration starts, it's true, Persume Nisa, we light in shul, but it's about how we address from our homes outward. And so that's where the Hanukkah menorah sits. It's a beautiful idea, like in terms of, you know, explaining, at least addressing why the menorah would be situated where it is. Like the ultimate way is to put it right by the front of the doorpost of your home. So I thought it's a nice idea. I think